Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's a Crabby Monday coming at you live here. I was going to say it's a gray, cloudy day, but god dang, you know, when the crabs start, man, the clouds part. And it's suddenly the bright sunshine is out here. It's supposed to be a little bit of a spritzy, on and off, rainy kind of day here. Live, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 if you be listening to us out on the Eastern Type Coast. My name is Patrick Vile, and through the magic of, hopefully, Skype and the internet, and if I set everything fucking upright, Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer in Pensacola, Florida.
Hey, everybody. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you set everything upright. I believe in you. I have faith in you. I'm an atheist that has faith in something. How do you like that?
I think you might be low. I'm gonna boost your volume a
sea hare. And we'll see if that helps everything for everybody. But
hi, everybody, in Internet Radioville, USA. I feel like I'm broadcasting from the Voyager satellite.
That might be a little easier. They might, let me tweak this a little bit more.
Okay, thank you.
As we're talking, so ladies and gentlemen here, like I said, give us a, don't call us. Don't fucking call us today. Give us a tweet if you like on the Twitter machine at Crab Diving. We're also all over Facebook. We're also all over social media. Thanks for listening to us. If you're missing these episodes, if you miss one, go to crabdiving.com. Download that shit as a podcast.
Let's see how that is.
Yes. Yes, definitely download us. Listen to us. Spread the crabs. We have many interesting things to talk about today.
Maybe that's better. I think maybe now the humans can hear you a little bit better. I see the little green bars bouncing. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's our tech guy's day off. So
yes,
the setup before the show. Well, it's actually kind of something we can't really test because I can only test what's going out live on the stream. Once it's fucking going out live on the stream, so.
Right.
Anyway, I think it might be working.
Oh, good. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Whatever.
Huzzah. So, well, I guess we got to talk about it. I mean, Ryan's sadly in Florida, the passing of his dad.
Yes.
We're sorry to hear, obviously, about that. I mean, but I was thinking before the show that... the last time I spoke with him, he was rallying us as troops to go get the right-wing nut jobs. So I figure we soldier on in his honor. We'll raise many, many, many glasses in the future to him. So
right.
Thoughts with you, buddy.
Thank you so much. He loved this show, though. He really did.
Well, Green Party, he ran the fucking Green Party.
I know.
In
I know.
Bible Beltistan, right? I mean.
Yes.
Oh. I guess, you know, we will soldier on.
Right.
We will soldier on. A lot going on in the world here. Well, how's the weather there, first of all? I mean.
The weather's odd. It's better in California. Actually, there's nowhere on Earth where you probably can't say the weather is better in California. It's a little foggy here, a little dreary, kind of rainy. you know. But I don't know. A lot of people here think the weather sucks. I think it's fine. I think it's nice to have a little character in your weather. Can't all be perfect.
It's global warming. Obviously, it ain't happening.
Right.
That idiot, our troll on the Facebook page.
Oh, God. He's all over the Facebook.
Oh, my God. He loves us. He really loves us. Yeah.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just checked the stream to see if we're going out, and I don't think we are.
You don't think we're going out?
No, because... Right now I'm listening, and it's the beautiful music of Ted Adams.
Okay, let me reset a couple of things here. We hopefully have been recording this, though, I believe.
Oh, that's good.
So I think that should be cool. So if you're listening to us live, let me reset this. You might just be listening to us kicking in just now.
I got to tell you, we've got all these of my dad. We got all these... a photo stream going. I guess you can share photos with people in a cloud. And oh my God, there's some great pictures. Pictures from a long time ago in the 60s. I mean, it's insane how different things looked back then.
Right. Are all the pictures, they all look Instagrammy now too, right? Because
they look like how we're trying to make our pictures look these days.
Right. Used to. It used to be you'd find a picture in the drawer and you'd be like, oh shit, it got old and weird looking. And now that's the LOMO setting, you know, on fucking Instagram.
All I can figure is recently, technology has let us get, like, the most clear picture of ourselves ever. And I think we hate it. Right. And I think we all want to pour a big layer of sepia over all of our faces.
Yeah, look at HD technology.
Oh, yeah. If I hear one more person talk about how bad Brad Pitt's skin looks under HD, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Wah. His skin looks fine. Look at everybody else. Jesus Christ.
I did notice the difference, though, when I first got that HD TV, switched from, you know, old technology to the HD and started watching. And then that was the first time that I was like, oh, I can see why some of these actors are like, damn, HD is not forgiving at all.
Yeah. I mean, God, I don't know. I guess HD is cool.
But now they've got all that digital shit that can Barbra Streisand up your face.
I don't even understand how that works. If it's a video and the picture's moving around, how the hell do they keep the mayonnaise on Babs?
Babs. What's that? Nancy Grace?
Yes. Yes. She's horrendous.
Nancy Grace.
No one likes you, Nancy.
I just listened. I believe we're streaming warm.
Yay.
For everybody. If there was a disconnect at the beginning, you know, go to crabdiving.com, listen to the podcast of this mofo. It got recorded. It'll be a little surprise for you, like a little a little bonus material for y'all. Because
we're not going to go through the beginning. Special features of our DVD, Crab Diving.
Right.
The box set.
You said box.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? Why don't we? That'd be like retro, you know? We burn all these shows on discs, and we give people a box set they could just listen to. I mean,
we could do that.
I don't know.
I don't know that there's a massive clamoring right now.
I gotta tell you, right now I'm picturing just a huge garage full of box sets of Crab Diving.
Right.
It'll never degrade. It'll never biodegrade their CDs.
Yeah. Cockroaches, diapers, and Crab Diving CDs.
We'll just put them with that big pile of plastic floating in the Pacific Ocean, the size of shitty Texas.
Did you see there's a story now that's going around the internet sphere? That they've done a study, and you know, coral is quite fragile, and they're finding that a lot of coral now is eating these micro bits or micro pieces of plastic, these little tiny microscopic bits of plastic that degrade and fall apart from that big giant floating shit pile, and it's gumming them up, and they're dying.
Wow. God damn.
So another woohoo, good job, humanity.
Good victory. Plastic. Is that going to be the death of us rather than these nuclear power plants and bombs. Way to have dominion over the earth.
I've got a Pat Robertson clip for later.
But without plastic, we wouldn't have Frisbees. I love Frisbees.
That's true. That would be quite a bummer.
We wouldn't have condoms, right? I mean, we need...
There's a lot. But,
well,
poly, I mean...
Well, are condoms made of plastic? I don't know that that's necessarily true. Condoms are made of latex. Unless you're allergic, then it's polyurethane. But latex is a plastic or is not a plastic?
Is latex a plastic?
What is it?
Or a not plastic? I'm thinking it probably is some sort of a derivative of some sort of a... some kind of oilish kind of product. But who knows? I don't know. Yeah. Latex,
you know what?
Not it. Anyway.
Right.
I can't find latex. Oh,
no, that's okay.
You should see the pictures that are popping up, though.
No, I've had a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of
you know
awesome.
What I was just, you know, I was just totally off. So, you know what I was thinking? I want to dig up the episode when we used to be, for those of you that don't know, we used to be on a wrestling network.
We did, the VOC Nation.
The VOC Nation. And one time, my dad called in complaining about the interface with how you would listen to our show on their website. And do you remember that call?
I'm the customer, I believe.
I know. We have that saved somewhere. I got to find that. We got to play it sometime.
Outraged, I think was the word he used.
Yeah, he was outraged. I'm the customer. My dad always wanted to let you know that he was a customer. He's right.
He's right.
Yeah.
It was a shitty interface on the on the iPhone, at least. It was that was Blog Talk Radio's fault. I mean,
right.
That was,
yeah.
We're no longer on that medium.
Yes.
We've jettisoned them and gone better. To
fuck
ours.
Everyone
really,
on Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, we've had occasional glitches here with this system, which, by the way, is in. Technically in beta, a lot of it still. It's a newer kind of program system. But overall, I mean, I think we've had far less problems than we did over at Blog Talk.
Oh, hell yeah. We're pioneers.
You're pioneers here on Crab Diving. Let's see. We can check out what's going on the news. Here's Sarah Palin.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
The Crab Diving News Studio reports from crab diving here in Los Angeles and parts east, Pensacola, Floridia.
Hola, Gulf Breeze. Specifically from the small guest room.
From the small guest room.
I get the small guest room because I don't have a child.
Ah, I see.
Having a child guarantees you a spot in the large luxury guest room.
That trumps your firstborn status.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Please forget that. That's out the window. My middle brother went and got a kid.
Right.
God damn it.
That trumps everything.
Good move. Dang it.
Well moved. The commie pinko liberal.
Effete.
Huffington the Post. The headline over there on Arianna Huffington's whatever. It's not a newspaper. I mean, can you call them a newspaper anymore if they're not...
It's a blog.
Papers?
Isn't it a blog?
I guess, yeah. A news site, I guess. It's a picture of Bibi Netanyahu.
Hello, Bibi.
Looking well combed over. And I guess he has... he's pretty prissy about his makeup, too.
I haven't checked in on BB today. Does he still want to blow the world up?
Oh, sure. He gave a speech. It says, the headline is a picture of BB, and the headline says, "No disrespect, Barry." I don't know why they have to say Barry. Netanyahu made his most detailed comments yet here on Monday about his spat with President Obama. To use the term that some of the trolls on our page likes to use. Obummer. Odumma.
I hate that. It's so dumb. Odummer.
Yeah, I mean, was there anything? There wasn't even anything you could call Bush, right? I mean.
Dick.
What could
an
you call
asshole.
Him?
I got to tell you, whatever, I know I'm kind of rambling today, but I will say this. I was just thinking about how the right wing gives so much shit to Obama, and he deserves some shit.
Sure.
But come on. Think about him in context to George. The Democrats went so easy on George Bush. So fucking easy. And he lied us into a whole fucking war.
Yeah, $1 trillion later, a couple hundred thousand Iraqis dead. How many thousands of Americans dead?
Hey, you don't even know. Hey, and to the guy on our Facebook page, you little troll, Randy, a bag of dicks to you, sir.
A full teeming bag of penises for you.
Yay.
I think that's his... somebody else offered him a bag of dicks the other day.
Right. Fred. Thank you, Fred. Everybody has a bag of dicks for Randy.
Everybody.
Aren't you special, Randy?
Netanyahu, I think during his... he was talking... I don't know where the fuck he was, at AIPAC or something. He said, our alliance is strong, our friendship is strong, despite occasional disagreements, and friendship between America and Israel grew stronger and stronger decade after decade. And our friendship will weather the current disagreement as well to grow even stronger in the future.
Yeah, that's good, man. You do a good Netanyahu.
Great. crabdiving.com, pat@crabdiving.com, available for voiceover. He basically goes on to say that he meant no disrespect by what's going on. My speech isn't intended to show any disrespect to the president or to the esteemed office he holds. I have great respect for both.
Fuck off.
Really? Seriously, fuck right off.
A
BB.
Bag of dicks to you, BB.
If he had respect,
some more people up, asshole.
If he had respect, he would have bailed on this because he knows it's not cool.
Right.
Well, he knows what's happening. He gets to be all over TV back in Israel saying, "Oh look, 2 weeks before the election, Netanyahu is showing his big Israeli balls to the United States Congress."
Hey, Boehner, how's it feel to be used? You enjoying it?
You're right.
Stupid asshole.
Well, I think Boehner might have tossed BB under the bus a little bit. Like, who knows? I don't think, obviously, BB had any clue as to the shitstorm it was going to cause.
Right.
I mean, maybe, but it seems like, kind of seems like the orange dude tossed him under the bus.
By the way, what do you think's more interesting? Our current politics or whatever the fuck is happening on the new season of House of Cards? I can't wait to watch that.
Right. It's already, I think I saw it's already one of the most pirated things out there because, you know, not everybody has access to Netflix, right. And
yeah,
other countries. In other countries, it's one of the most... pirated already because they don't get Netflix.
Listen, if you're in another country and you're looking at that show and you're looking at Kevin Spacey thinking, God, that's what American politicians are like, that's not true. That's just not true. No one's that smart, okay?
Right. They're that evil.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely that evil. Very
but
few
nobody,
of them are that smart.
Nobody's as good as Kevin Spacey, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens now that he's... Well, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it
before. You haven't started it, have you? Wait for me to get
there. No. Okay, or Empire. Okay. Empire's on hold, too.
Oh, my God. I can't take it.
That's what's going on. Is the headline over on the HuffPo is BB in his speech being like, "Oh, I love Barack. We're besties." Right. Even though Barack Obama's, you know, like a mile away going, "I'm not meeting with that motherfucker."
Yeah, fuck it. You know what? If I was Barack Obama, you know what I would do? I would go to a bar right next to wherever Congress is, and I would check in on Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't have just a show. I had nothing to do. But I'm like, no. I'm not coming, assholes. Forget it.
It was a selfie with one of the baristas.
I'm at Hooters.
Now speaking of God, did you, Leonard Nimoy passed last week,
right?
Our president tweeted, a picture. The words he tweeted were, you know, R.I.P. Leonard Nimoy, LLAP, which was Live Long and Prosper. That was trending for a while. Hashtag,
oh, that's cool.
Hashtag LLAP. Right. But he tweeted a picture of himself with Nichelle Nichols, Lieutenant Uhura.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the White House recently, and the two of them are doing the Vulcan, you know, the two-finger thing, the four-finger thing.
Right.
And
what is that called?
The Vulcan's hand sign.
I think it's the shocker.
That's right. It's the Vulcan shocker. Their anatomy down there is slightly different.
It's not the mind meld. It's a little different.
Right. It would be funny if after all those centuries or whatever, or all those years, Spock is like, you know, it doesn't really mean the water prosper. It means fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the president tweeted out the picture, which I guess is not a new picture, you know, but it was just his connection to Star Trek. And so it was him and Nichelle Nichols smiling and doing the Vulcan thing at the camera. And the people who despise him with, you know, the sufferers of Obama derangement syndrome.
Yes.
are tweeted back shit like, oh, you have to even make this about you, don't you?
Oh, my God. What a bunch of assholes.
He was like, I had the pleasure to meet Leonard. He was a wonderful person and had a great message. You have to make this about you, don't you?
You know, how good does it make the family of Leonard Nimoy feel to see that the president did that? Think about
fuck
that.
Yeah. And I guess the origins of that is something with the Jewish faith. Like
live long and prosper?
Well, the hand sign, I think. Now I'm using the magic of Google. The Vulcan salute.
All right. Now all these rednecks in the South are like, wait, I didn't know we had to hate Vulcans, too.
It was devised by Leonard Nimoy. A 1968 interview described the salute or greeting gesture as a double-fingered version of Churchill's victory sign.
Oh. Oh, that's cool.
He said he based it on the priestly blessing performed by Jewish Kohanim?
Kohanes.
Kohanes? By Jewish Kohanes. Speaking of, we'll get to that fucking story.
All right.
Thumb, same position, representing the Hebrew letter Shin. Shin stands for El Shaddai, meaning Almighty God, as well for Shekinah and Shalom. Nimoy wrote that when he was a child, his grandfather took him to an Orthodox synagogue where he saw the blessing performed. He thought it was cool, I guess. So that's where it came from. I don't know that he necessarily was into the mysticism.
Right.
He just thought it was cool.
Was Leonard Nimoy Jewish?
I
mean, I don't know. Not that it matters. I'm just wondering. I would hate for all these racist rednecks to have to hate Mr. Spock.
Well, they're pretending to love Jews right now while Bibi's here.
Oh, okay. That's fine. It's tough to keep track of what these lunatics are for and not for.
Right.
Dumbasses.
If Obama likes it, you'd know it's absolutely definitely.
He gave you free health care, you fucking trailer trash.
That's coming up too, you know, the whole Supreme Court decision. I guess they're going to be hearing the oral arguments on whether Obamacare is going to be decimated or not. Either way, it's just none of this is really looking good for our Republican friends. None of it. They've really, since they claim they won this huge mandate in the last election.
Mandate.
They've proven they can do nothing, yeah. And they've lost in the. I mean, Obama's approval rating is going up.
I don't know. These Republicans and a friend of mine once asked me, this guy is a just tremendously untalented sloth of a person. I guess he's my friend. He's not
a good friend.
Right. A tremendously untalented comic. Just horrible. And he told me one day, he goes, you know, Ryan, I'm just so disappointed with my career. And I told him he should be thrilled. I said, you should be thrilled. You've accomplished so much. And what I stopped there because I should have continued on saying, you've accomplished so much based on what you have going for you. I mean, he sucks. The guy gets paid. I mean, I think that's amazing. There's something to be said for that. The same thing with the Republicans. I don't understand what they do that actually helps their constituency, but there are so many of them in office. I think they have to be applauded for that. How do you do that? How do you get elected to office by continually not giving the people what they want need?
But they are. They draw those fucked up districts that looks like someone had explosive diarrhea on the map.
Oh, yes.
And they're entrenched. I mean, there's no way to beat them.
But I don't understand, even when you take into account gerrymandering, right? That's what you're referring to with diarrhea.
Hi.
how do you account, like, all those people from the South that voted on a ballot initiative to raise the minimum wage, but then voted for people that did not want to raise the minimum wage?
Well, how
do you account for that?
There's the disconnect. I don't know. God. And when you poll, even when they poll these idiots on individual issues. Even shit with Obamacare. When you chop Obamacare into little pieces and you say, okay, here's what it is. It's a marketplace for that's subsidized by the government.
I don't understand.
To help your... Well, but then they like it.
If
you explain pieces of it, they're like, well, yeah. And anytime the Republicans are like, well, Mitch McConnell, we need to repeal Obamacare. Root and branch. So even when they do, they say, well, what are you going to replace it with? Well, you know, we like the part where people can stay on their parents' insurance until 25. Well, we like the part about the exchange. Well, we like, they end up doing everything. They like everything except the fact that Obama did it.
Yeah. It's like you have to sit down you have to treat the South or these idiot conservatives like a little child. I'm going to say, I know this black person is actually helping you. I know you don't like black people, but maybe in this instance, you can have an exception to the rule because this black person wants to increase the minimum wage, which is how much you get paid per hour, you fucking idiot.
Right. And then you can go spend more at the VFW and get another Bud Light.
Yeah. Continue to do things that hurt you. But just know that you should, if you're going to bother to vote, fat ass, maybe vote for Obama or a Democrat for the very least.
It's amazing.
Unless you have $5 million, right?
Right. Yeah, unless you're very well off. I can't imagine.
It's like before people try to talk to these idiots, just say, listen, can I ask you one question just real quick? Are you a Koch brother? Yes or no? Okay, no. Don't vote Republican.
Is your last name Kochish, possibly?
Yeah. Then you really, those are the only people that should be voting for these assholes.
And they're trying to make it so that's the case.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't there people floating... a couple of these, like, mega assholes floating the idea of, well, you know, maybe the more money you have, the more votes you should get.
Mega assholes.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Why not, you know, each Coke gets one vote for each dollar.
Right. Great. Maybe I can crawl to the voting precinct and vote my one measly poverty vote.
Oh, I was going to say I'd have to pay.
Yeah.
To vote.
Yeah. Pay, stupid.
If we head over to the Drudge Report and see what's upsetting the ninnies of the extreme right, right at this moment. They're probably running away from their computers and hopping in the bathroom and jerking off really quickly every time Bibi Netanyahu speaks. He's here on the soil of America.
Run away! Run away!
On the Drudge Report, photograph of Bibi. A much funnier photograph than over on the HuffPo, actually. It looks like he's blowing a kiss.
No, really?
It's really weird.
He does that.
It says, BB, no diss.
Everybody loves the BB, baby.
Yeah, hey. No harm, no foul, Barack, baby.
Hey, who brought the cocaine?
He insisted, it goes over to a story that just says that he insisted that his plans to address Congress are not aimed at disrespecting President Obama.
Wait, that's going to piss some people off by hearing that, actually. I don't know that he should go that route. He should actually say, I'm doing this to piss that black guy off that you don't like. But wait, I'm Jewish. I don't know how you're going to feel about this.
Well, however, he did say, he did shit all over the Obama's policy of dealing with Iran. You know, Bibi wants to just unleash the fire of the Lord upon Iran and start bombing the fuck out of them. Oh,
I want to shit all over you.
There's a bullshit story that was the headline on Drudge last night. I actually saw it was up there a little while ago, just as a side story. I don't know if it's still up there. But it said paper, you know, meaning some paper says that Obama threatened to shoot down Israeli planes if they decided to go bomb Iran on their own.
Oh, my God.
There's no 0.0. It was one of these where this paper got its source from this paper that got its source from that blog that got its source from. It was totally no corroboration whatsoever. But the right-wing nut jobosphere jumped all the fuck over it. And now I can't find it on Drudge. I don't see it. So obviously, reason may have prevailed. And of course, they wouldn't print a retraction or anything like that.
No, please. No, no.
But yeah, there was some just bullshit story going around that
somebody
heard that a little while ago that Israel was planning on just saying, fuck it, we're going to go bomb Iran. We're going to bomb these nuclear sites on our own.
Nuclear.
And, or these enrichment sites on our own.
Right.
And the story was that, you know, Obama said, well, you do that and I'm going to shoot the Israeli planes down out of the sky, which never.
Good heavens. No one's saying that, okay? There's nobody's going to say that. The only. God.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Maybe Biden said it.
I can see Biden. I can totally see Biden saying that.
Biden's just angry. It has nothing to do with the Israelis. He wants to shoot something every now and then, I imagine.
Now, there's another headline here in the Drudge Report, and I saw this on some of the other blogosphere shit-tastic places. a little bit of casting. Sharknado 3.
Oh, very nice.
Is scheduled and is being cast as we speak.
Right.
Joining the cast of Sharknado 3, which will be set in Washington, D.C., according to Sci-Fi.
Yes.
That will be playing the President of the United States of America. will be Mark Cuban of the Shark Tank.
Yes.
Known for his thespian skills, by the way. He's going to be playing the president.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Vice President, I'm reading from The Hollywood Reporter. Cast as Vice President in Sharknado 3, Ann Coulter.
Oh, shut the fuck up. That's come on.
Mark Cuban and Ann Coulter have joined the growing list of stars for the third TV movie in the phenomenon of Sharknado.
Wow. Listen,
Bo Derek, Tara Reid. Listen to this cast.
Wait, wait, wait. Stop it. Stop the presses. Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
The Bo Derek.
Both of them.
Wow.
Tara Reid.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Springer. One of the people from NSYNC. Probably the last one whose name you would remember in NSYNC. The guy with the high voice. It's so sad that nobody remembers his name.
Oh, that's funny. Poor guy.
And Chris Jericho, who will play Bruce, a roller coaster ride operator.
Jeez. Well,
Ian Ziering will return, by the way.
Okay. Also. I just texted a friend of the show, Ryan Buds, who was in Sharknado.
He was, but...
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. What, didn't he bite it?
Oh,
no pun intended.
Right. Oh, that's right. I asked him for confirmation if he had any inside word on this cast list, and he said hopefully Mark Cuban will be in it. That's his official. So,
big Mark Cuban fan.
Right.
So that's a headline on Drudge because, you know, Ann Coulter. So,
oh, my God.
They love them some Ann Coulter, that sea hag.
Does Ann Coulter act? Does she have an acting background?
Oh, God, no. No.
God damn it. This is insane. I don't believe this.
Just a horrific scene.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
What do you think Mark Cuban's a good actor? I can't imagine.
How could he not be?
No, is he really... How do you get him to really work hard at a part and really... get in there and get hungry. I mean, the man has billions of dollars.
Right.
There's no way in hell that makes you a good actor. I mean, if I get a part, on the other hand, you know.
I don't like this movie anymore. I'm going to buy the studio.
Yeah, if anybody wants to cast either of us in a movie, at Vile Experience, at Rated R Comedy, we are hard workers. We will work harder than most people.
Yeah, do that shit before May, before I have to pay for my SAG card again.
Right. Yeah, please.
Those are the headlines on the Drudge. Both.
Wow.
Headlines on the HuffPo and on the Drudge are about Bibi.
Bibi
Netanyahu.
Is Bibi Netanyahu? Was he snubbed for Sharknado or what?
It hasn't been announced yet. Maybe he's here in negotiations.
Well, I don't think that's crazy if you look at the rest of the fucking list.
God, they got to get Palin in there.
Who's the
biggest name? She'll
fucking
do anything.
Oh, yeah. Who's the biggest name on that cast list? Ian Ziering, I guess, but not really.
God, Tara Reid, maybe?
I think Mark Cuban is probably the biggest name because he's got Shark Take on, and that's why he's in it. Sharknado, he's a shark. I get it. What a great tie-in. But... I guess Mark Cuban's the biggest star. Or Bo Derek.
Well, yeah. Maybe not so much anymore. I think Mark Cuban. Bo Derek.
Dirk Benedict will be starring.
I've got we've got a follow-up here on crab diving.
Follow-up crab diving. Go fuck yourself.
We talked about it last week, and then Brent and I, the Hollywood Hick, talked about it on Friday while you were hurtling through the air.
Oh, my God. Oh, that plane ride was so goddamn bumpy.
What was it?
Oh, from L.A. to...
Atlanta?
To Atlanta. I don't know why the pilot couldn't just drive around the bumps. It was pissing me off. Because usually they say we've increased our altitude to avoid a little pocket of bumpy air. This one didn't do that one time. We just drove straight through it.
Maybe they're Christians. They thought there were some homosexuals on board or something.
Oh,
and they didn't deserve it.
I definitely don't want my pilot thinking he's, you know, if something happens, maybe he doesn't try that hard because he wants to meet his maker. Oh, how terrifying.
What about some of these laws they're passing in some of these states where, you know, these religious freedom laws? In other words, I don't have to make a cake for a couple of homos if I don't want to laws.
Right.
What's to stop an airline pilot who's like, well, fuck it. I don't know. You know, I don't care about these people. There's some homos on board.
Oh, God.
Right.
Or that's a good point.
An EMT shows up and is like, ew, I'm not touching that person. He's a Muslim.
There's no way, though. I mean, yes, that was. I can't imagine somebody that goes through the trouble to learn how to be an EMT. I mean, those people can't be that unevolved, can they? Ben Carson's a doctor.
There you go. You got to it before I did.
Oh my god.
Ben Carson's a fucking doctor, and he even said something a couple days ago about how he did say, and I'll give him credit, that he doesn't think that someone's religion should affect the way they make public policy.
Thanks, Ben.
Or should be made into public policy. Obviously, someone's religion is going to affect them. But right. He did also say something that you do have to, something to the effect of religion is there to show science hoaxes for what they are or something. Religion helps you see the bullshit science, you know, like climate.
Good God.
And shit.
That reasoning doesn't work for you guys. That works for us, not you.
Did you use the word reason?
That reasoning doesn't work if you think people are in the sky, you know, fucking with your life. No offense. Reasoning works for us.
The follow-up that we've got is from, well, Brent and I were talking about this on Friday also. He talks about it on his show. Bill O'Reilly.
No.
A
bag of dicks to Bill, please.
Yeah, and again, it's still reinforced by the fact that point out a reasonable person that thinks that Bill O'Reilly is a journalist of any kind. He's a bombastic blowhard. All he does is yell on the screen. He gives on our Facebook, follow our Facebook. I wrote on the post on our Facebook that he's verbal Viagra for his ancient base that watches him.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to need some Viagra for this ancient base.
You know, he gets on there and he yells and rah, rah, rah. None of this shit that any of these fat old white fucks would do in real life. Confronted right. In real life. If a black person walked up to them on the street, they'd be like, oh, excuse me, I'm going to go walk down there. You know, they wouldn't do shit. But through Bill, they can live. Rah, 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 rah. Well, he's had a little problem with truthiness.
Yes. I think he's drunk. I think that's what's going on. I was thinking about it.
Recently.
He must be drunk.
Recently it's been escalating, but you know, Media Matters, I believe, is the one that's, or is it Mediaite? One of them is declared open season.
Yes.
And a call to arms, I believe, was the term that was used, or all hands on deck.
Right.
That's what it was used. All hands on deck to go after Bill. Bill O'Reilly has said total bullshit, disgusting, defamation, piece of garbage, talking about some of these reports.
What an asshole. We'll do it live!
Started with David Korn in Mother Jones, who wrote about some inconsistencies that O'Reilly had when he was talking about when he was in the Falklands.
God, there's even when they're talking about this guy's bullshit, the left is so cordial to him. His inconsistencies, he's fucking lying.
His total bullshit lies.
I mean, listen, I saw some shit about this on CNN while I'm sitting on the couch. And listen, there is a difference between seeing a nun shot dead and seeing a picture of a nun being shot dead. That's totally different.
Somebody told me that a nun was shot dead.
Dude, that's like me saying, I'll put it into some context we both can understand. That's like me saying, I was on the indoor moon when the Star Destroyer was destroyed, or I watched Return of the Jedi. That's the same fucking thing he's
exactly.
saying.
So now it's been kind of one story after the other. There was the one of him alleged saying that he was on the porch, like, the hand raised to knock on the fucking door when the guy that he was going to interview blew his brains out, killed himself with a shotgun. Meanwhile, it turns out Bill was in Texas.
Yeah.
And now there's tape I saw yesterday. There's even like an audio tape of a conversation Bill had with some producer, and he's like, yeah, the guy killed himself. And Bill's like, yeah, I'm going to head down there or something.
I heard that. I heard that fucking tape. It's insane. That is like, dude, have you, that's like, here's what Bill's wanting us to believe, or what we're supposed to swallow. Oh, okay. That time I went to that guy's door and he blew his brains out, and then I knocked on the door. There was a gunshot. Right. I'm getting this confused with the time I was actually in Texas talking about it.
I went there later.
Yeah, I went there.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If you ever went to someone's house and right before you knocked on the door, you heard a gun go off, and then you opened the door and their brains were everywhere, that you would never forget that. You would never get that moment mixed up with anything.
Well, that's,
I don't give a shit who you are.
Well, also, he doesn't. Did he then leave?
Right.
He doesn't. He wasn't the first on the scene reporting. Why didn't he fire up his cell phone or whatever and be like, I'm live here, I just heard a report. Yeah. Why didn't he call 911?
I was on my way to get a $5 footlong.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't he call 911? What did you do, Bill? When you knocked on the door and then you heard the gun blast, what did you do? Did you open the door or did you leave?
Yeah, well,
did you stand
I guess no interview today.
My God. He's just, you know, by the way, that outtake of the from years ago, from, was it Hard Copy?
Inside Edition.
Inside Edition, damn it. And he yells at that producer. He'll just do it live. It's all mad because he can't read the copy. My dad loved that piece of tape so much.
Oh, it's incredible. And I've only, you know, I first heard it listening to Howard Stern when he would play it all the time. And I saw the visual until, you know, finally I saw it on YouTube. And the visual is even more amazing, obviously. He's out of his mind. I mean, just a gargantuan asshole. What is this?
That's a perfect way to explain him. He's a gargantuan asshole because he's an asshole. I mean, definitively, he's an asshole. You always have to describe him as an asshole. But I think gargantuan's a perfect.
He could arguably
pairing.
Be king of the assholes right now.
Oh, he is. I mean, he's just an asshole. You look at it. You look at a picture of him.
So now, the latest is, like you said, it's the nuns. He didn't witness any bombings in Northern Ireland or any murders in El Salvador. The network, now the network, which has been standing behind him and saying, we stand behind Bill O'Reilly, this is all attacks from the left, blah, 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 blah. Now, even today, the network finally is like, well, you know, maybe he was not really 100% accurate there.
Hey, Bill, when you went to El Salvador, tell me about your trip. Did anything interesting happen? Were there any murders that you witnessed? Anything you remember? Anything notable? what a dick.
The Fox News statement is the second time that either Fox or O'Reilly is kind of backtracking. O'Reilly had claimed in a broadcast to have taken part in a raid, quote,
was Jack Bauer there?
He was. Oh God!
I was in a raid. What a dickhead!
In Ireland, and in his 2013 book, Keep It Pithy,
right?
He wrote that he had seen, quote, Irish terrorists kill and maim their fellow citizens in Belfast with bombs.
Right.
That's not even a good sentence.
No, it's in not great.
It would be Irish terrorists kill and maim with bombs their fellow citizens in Belfast, right?
Right, because you could, there. The other way, I think you could infer it two ways, correct? It's not clear.
It's Belfast with bombs.
Right.
I mean, you can get it what it means, but it's
But Jesus Christ, I mean, you could, the guy's a fucking writer, I mean.
It turns out that the Fox Fox is saying, well, he actually didn't see any of these bombings. But he did see that the pictures that were provided to reporters by police. That's like when I saw Kennedy get killed.
Right.
That was amazing.
That's like me saying, I'd like to apologize for this one, but listen, that's like me saying I had sex with three chicks in a hot tub. Or, wait, I watched a porno where somebody had sex with three chicks in a hot tub.
Right.
It's different!
He had to, last week, O'Reilly tap danced about his claims of having seen four nuns murdered in El Salvador.
You cannot, you have to promise to never make me think about Bill O'Reilly tap dancing.
Come on. He's ridiculous. Probably very lithe. He's a tall man, right? I mean, dude, he's a huge motherfucker.
Oh, I hate to give you a Photoshop assignment, or I can figure it out, but that has to be the image for today's show.
O'Reilly tap dancing.
I don't know how you put that together.
He said that he had seen, quote, guys gun down nuns in El Salvador. And, quote, nuns get shot in the back of the head. We're not laughing at the nuns.
No.
But now he says he was among, quote, the reporters who were shown horrendous images of violence that were never broadcast. So he was one of the the few anointed that got to see the exploded nun heads.
You know, dude. You know what's really funny? Listen to the way he words his responses to this. I mean, that's writing. It's amazing writing. Anything else, he obviously doesn't give a fuck about. This is the one thing he'll put his energy into if he gets caught lying.
Right.
I mean, listen to that sentence you just read.
I was among reporters who were shown horrendous images of violence that were never broadcast.
Yeah, that is a crafted sentence. That's a crafted explanation.
He claims he's covered four wars. Northern Ireland, El Salvador, the Falklands, and an unspecified conflict in Israel.
Right. Listen, why doesn't he just... An unspecified conflict in Israel. I was at the Israeli Hard Rock Cafe, and I was sent fries, and I wanted potato skins.
Mother Jones first questioned him about the stuff in Argentina. He said he was on the ground in active war zones and that he survived a combat situation in Argentina during the Falkland Wars.
Combat situation. Although Define he combat situation.
And then, but he's admitted that he never was on the islands,
right?
But was actually 1,200 miles away in Buenos Aires, where there was a protest about the Falkland War,
right?
That there were some shenanigans at, but you can't say that's you're on ground in an active war zone when you're at a public protest. That's like if you go to a protest in D.C. for against the Iraq war,
right?
In the day.
Yes.
That's like saying, well, I was on the ground in Iraq. I had combat.
I was there. I was there during the Korean conflict. I was there in this hospital tent as soldiers got cut into and they were saved. I watched this one episode of MASH.
And then all the... so many former colleagues over at CBS who love Bill O'Reilly
are
circling around him to corroborate every story, like the one of the bricks raining, concrete raining down upon them.
Dude, people that work with this guy who have, like, I never want to say anything bad about him because he's going to fuck my career up, they have to be so happy right now.
They're lining up. They're trying to call. Media, I can't handle all the...
I think as the service... Hey, listen, I know this guy wronged you in some way. You got to calm down, take a breath, and really think about how you're going to fuck him over.
Right.
Really think about it.
So for the second time in a couple of weeks, Bill O'Reilly has to backtrack. And now even Fox, quote, news, unquote, is also...
Oh, yeah.
Doing the tap dance.
You know what? You just made me think of a great idea. if I was in charge of NBC or Fox, I don't think I would fire Brian Williams, and I wouldn't fire Bill O'Reilly. I mean, I kind of think they should, though. I mean, Jesus, if anybody should get fired, if anybody's credibility should be questioned, it's got to be O'Reilly at this point. I mean, how do you hire the guy and have him do any kind of news for you?
But again, does he do news?
Yeah. You know what I would do?
He's a pundit, right? I mean, he's...
Yeah. Listen, this is what Fox should make Bill O'Reilly do. Whenever he says anything, he has to use air quote fingers.
Right.
I would have done the same thing to Brian Williams. I said, Brian Williams, from here on, for the next 6 months, air quote fingers. And then after that, you can go about your normal business.
If that were the case, they'd all be waving their fingers around on that network. if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, join in the conversations there, lively convo, lots of fun stories, spar with Randy. It's easy.
Yeah. Guy, you know, I really took some time this morning. I read through all of Randy's comments, and my conclusion is that guy is just a jerk.
Oh, it's exhausting, isn't it?
Oh, he's just a tremendous asshole.
I mean, tried this morning with the polar ice cap thing again, and I tried handing him some facts, and it just, he comes back, spin, 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 here's your spin, spin, spin.
Hey, Randy, do you know James Inhofe threw a fucking snowball?
That was the one. I think that was the thing, was that...
was that it?
There's a meme about a balloon. It's like, I'm going to let this balloon go, and it's going to go up in the air, proving that there's no gravity.
Oh, I love that.
So there's all kinds of shit going around now. All kinds of memes. There's one where somebody brilliantly put a hamburger in his hand instead of the snowball.
Right.
And it says, because I have this hamburger here, obviously there's no world hunger.
Right. You know, I've been reading Randy's comments like, who's that guy who's like Rochester?
Old-time comedian, Jack Benny.
Benny?
Yeah, Jack Benny.
Oh, I've been reading Randy's comments in the voice of Jack Benny out loud to myself. You know, CD, you really can't back up your bullshit.
CD is us. It's Crab Diving.
Crab Diving. You know, CD.
we're on letter. We should call him RM. His last name begins with an M.
CF Cockface.
Yeah, fuckwad.
Yeah, nobody likes you.
You know what he hates? It's just I frequently use the word extremist, and that really twists his little angry white nipple.
Oh yes. Oh, he might like that.
But I'm sure he does.
Twist my angry white nipple.
So some of the stories there, you'll see. We got a nice congratulatory meme up to the city of Oakland, California.
Meme
raising the minimum wage today to $12.25 an hour.
All right. You think people start moving to Oakland or probably not? I've heard that place is a shithole.
Randy responded, to which he responded, yeah, it's going so well in Seattle. Business is closing left and right. Good job.
I love these right-wing nut jobs and their little saying. They're closing left and right, I say, left and right.
And meanwhile, I tried to find his... I'm not going to ask him. It's pointless. I tried to find his citations for that.
Citations?
Ain't going well.
Randy's looking up the word citation. You have to give him a second, okay? Right. Don't be such a liberal know-it-all.
There's this story which is infuriating. Polish those torches and light those pitchforks.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Because the Radio Shack, did you see this story?
You know, yeah, I saw where you put it on Facebook, and there's a reason this story really, really pisses me off.
So Radio Shack is gone tits up. They're going the way of the dinosaur, which Jesus rode.
Wouldn't it be great if the Wall Street Journal's headline, Radio Shack. Tits up.
That would be on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com.
That's right.
Listen to all the other great stuff here on the network, by the way. 24/7 streaming. If you're listening to it live now, that's where you're listening. Otherwise, always available in podcast form a day, two, three, four, a few days afterwards.
Yes.
And available on Stitcher and the iTunes.
By the way, real quick, we're talking about programming. There will be no new pieces of silver tonight. I was texting with at Blue Lanuga, and he told me that he was a little too drunk during one episode and said some offensive things and wanted to re-record.
I see.
So look for that new episode next week.
And we demand. I want to file a Freedom of Information Act.
I know it, man. We got to hear that episode. Damn it.
We have to find a way to hear that episode. So Radio Fucking Shack, which I used to like.
Right.
I still like the peeps on the ground that work for it.
Yeah, good job, guys. But your bosses totally suck.
I mean, I was all over Radio Shack when I was a kid. I was one of those little dweebs that was soldering shit when I was 10 and, putting together circuit boards and stuff.
Who doesn't have a remote control car that was purchased at Radio Shack?
Right on. So they've gone bankrupt. They're going to start closing stores. A lot of them have already closed. And they're finding out now that these former employees that were counting on severance pay are now being restructured so that they're in line with everybody else that Radio Shack has to give money to.
Right.
All of it's, it's debts. So they used to be able to get away. They would have some kind of a severance pay. But 2 months before these assholes, executives of Radio Shack, filed bankruptcy, they changed their policy. Isn't that interesting timing?
Right.
The severance policy, they changed it from a lump sum to weekly or biweekly payments until the amount is reached. Therefore, they wouldn't have to pay people at that moment, pay them off. Now that they can list them as, we owe you this money, they can throw them into the debt with everybody else. Nobody's going to see their money.
Oh, God damn it. That's horrendous. That's just so horrible. And God, we bought so many cords there for this goddamn radio show.
The one former employee said that she and former coworkers received their last payments a week ago and are now filing for unemployment. The check they got is well below the payouts they were expecting.
Yes.
It was one of these cost-cutting measures that they started from CEO Dickwad McFuckagee. Joe Magnacca, M-A-G-N-A-C-C-A.
Magnacca.
I like McFuckagee better.
Right.
In the same note, he said it was listed among cost-cutting measures in a memo. In the same note, employees were told their 401k match was going away, stores were closing, and additional layoffs were coming to the corporate office.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, the bankruptcy court also approved $3 million in bonuses to go to about 40 key employees.
Oh, my God.
It didn't list the names, but they said 8 executives would be splitting the bulk of the bonus. All this could be turned down by the court, but this was the filing. This is just typical. One of the guys responded to the story on our Facebook. He's like, this is America now. These assholes, these rich 1% shitbags, run a company into the ground. Some vampire like Mitt Romney swoops down and they reorganize everything.
God, he really does look like a vampire. They, now that you mention it.
They fuck the shit out of the employees. Well, you know, we can't pay your pensions. Sorry. Bye-bye. Well, you know, bye-bye. Sorry, you're fucked. Meanwhile, CEO McFuckagee gets...
That's tough to fit that name on a business card.
Gets a big fucking bonus.
Right.
For running the ship into the iceberg. Then he gets a helicopter off of it. A golden helicopter.
This really is one of the worst stories. It really is horrendous.
But that's fucking capitalism, man.
Right.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It makes me sick.
Yeah,
it's total pitchforks and fucking torches.
Yeah. And another reason why it's kind of nice to have these small mom-and-pop operations rather than these big, huge corporate...
Oh, God,
chains,
yeah.
Because when they go quote unquote tits up, it affects so many fucking people. It's not like Radio Shack was so great anyway. My God,
a little, older business model. I mean,
yeah.
Let's see, what have we got? I've got. Do you need to take a break?
No, I'm okay. We can keep going.
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't have to go. It's already 306 here in the western type coast, 506 in Gulf Breeze, Florida.
Well, it's still 306 for me. I haven't figured out how to update the time on this fucking laptop.
And 606 out in the eastern type coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to possibly a rerun. Thank you for listening to us either way.
Danke.
The story that you put up, I had seen.
What, is this the pig that pulls people over?
No.
Sorry.
One of the other stories. India?
Yes.
I believe.
Oh, right.
This is a story from the Mirror.
That's the best. That's my favorite paper. I know that's horrible. I don't care. It's funny.
.co.uk. And it's taking a little bit of a while to load. But there's I don't know, what do you call him? A swami? A guru? A poobah?
A what?
A poobah.
A poobah, yes. A grand poobah, to be exact.
Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh?
Okay. I gotta quit laughing at people's names. I really do. But that's a fun name.
Is the head of... I love the British. The socio-spiritual organization. Socio-spiritual organization. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Dera Sasha Sauda. has told his 50 million followers.
Wow, he's popular. People love that guy.
To carry out castrations upon themselves.
Oh, sure.
Apparently 400 have already said, sure, what the fuck.
Yeah, yeah. God, he is an effective speaker. I mean.
Now, I personally am all for this, because if a religious leader can convince you to cut off your own balls, you should not have children.
Right.
Don't continue that gene pool. So I am 100%. For this.
That is interesting. I mean, if you are a parent, you go away to some religious dealio, then you come back after you've castrate yourself?
Yeah, chop your balls off.
How do you parent? You know what I mean? Like, how is that person supposed to be able to bring a child, raise a child? It just seems weird.
And this happened a while ago, in around 2000, but there people involved are just speaking out for the first time. Apparently,
yeah.
400 people are pretty good at hiding the fact that they chopped their sacks off.
Oh, my God. It seems like that would come up in conversation.
It seems like this guy is like the equivalent of some lunatic TV preacher here. They call him the guru in bling. And he has an estimated net worth of 26 million pounds.
Oh my God.
Has even
what is that in dollars? Like $5?
40?
Oh, 40 million? Million?
Has Good even God. Starred in films.
What?
According to the Sydney Morning Herald, he was charged with conspiracy involving the murder of an investigative journalist in 2002.
Wow.
And several female followers claim he has sexually assaulted them, but he's never been convicted.
God, so many of those. These religious types, you know, they get a little frisky with their members. And but not only that, this guy convinces a whole gaggle of people to cut off their own nuts.
Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh.
Yes.
Telling people, I think you should cut your balls off.
Do you think he specifically tells them how to do it? Or does he, he's like, cut your balls off. It's not important how you do it. Just get it done today.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I don't know. How does one convince one's followers? I don't have the actual, like, you know, does he send them a tape? A YouTube video? Hey, everybody.
God, how horrendous.
Maybe he's selling some D-baller device.
Right. You know, it's like the days on church sometimes that you want to skip because it. I just remember growing up in the South. Sometimes if you did communion, we know you Catholics would do communion every time, but we would only do communion every so often. And because we weren't very well practiced at it, it took forever. The person I married was raised. She came to church, to my parents' church one time, and we happened to have it. And she was just appalled how long it took. She was like, I cannot. You guys are too slow. But you would want to miss communion because it made church longer. I imagine the day that you're cutting your balls off. That's the day you want to skip.
Yeah.
I'm not going. I can't.
Yeah, the Catholics have, well, the whole eating the cookie thing. And dropping the X amount of dollars into the plate are the 2 points you got to hit for the mass to be complete, for Jesus to be okay, and for you to get a little check mark for that weekend.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
And that's why you'll see frequent Catholics ditching after they get the cookie.
Right, right. Actually, the most important thing in the Catholic Church is if you see something, please don't say anything.
Right. It's the Sandusky rule.
Right, right, right. Keep it to yourself. That helps us.
Also on our Facebook, there's a story of this one. It's just a typical of the right. There's a guy in Texas who's a legislator there.
Fuck you.
Who... submitted a complaint against a judge, a handwritten complaint, by the way.
Right. Like A-Rod's handwritten apology.
Tony Tinderholt.
Hello, Tony.
Texas House Rep. wrote a handwritten complaint against a Texas judge, which turned out to be the wrong judge, by the way. Over a recent ruling that allowed two women to get married.
Tinderholt. Is that his name? Tinderholt?
Tony Tinderholt.
Tony.
Former member of the U.S. Air Force and Army wrote out a two-paragraph complaint to the State Commission on Judicial Conduct saying that the judge, Judge Wahlberg, failed to give notice to the State Attorney General's office when lifting a stay.
Judge Wahlberg, is this Marky Mark?
this guy is a Catholic, heavy Catholic in Arlington.
Oh, perfect.
And is voted again homosexual marriages the whole time.
What a great guy.
Fifth marriage.
Oh, wow. Honestly, Tony. I mean, how can you not say let gay people have a try at this? I mean, really. I mean, you're still allowed to get married, and you fucked it up five times.
Well, no four. He's
oh, okay.
He's in the fifth, so good luck.
I mean, I know. What are the odds? He thinks this time. I'm going to make it work. I wonder what it is with him that ruins his marriage. Is it the one night they have a tremendous fight? Does he say something? Does she say something? I wonder if he's a cheater.
Five times, that's pretty prolific. That's what some of the people commenting on Facebook have one of the people commented and was speculating. I'll bet there was some adultery.
Yeah.
I'll bet there was some adultery thrown into those four or five times.
Well, listen how stupid he is. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's just a person's like, God damn, you're an idiot. I can't spend my life talking to you. You're so incredibly stupid. I have to get out of this marriage. My husband's a simpleton.
Out of Texas. I'm sure everyone is unsurprised at something that moronic.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh. What else have we got here?
Five marriages, man. That's just, I mean, that guy's getting into Larry King category, territory.
Right. I know, right?
Oh, my God.
This one requires audio.
Oh, perfect.
So let's see if I can be making all this shit work here. This is a story. This is a story
about a man named Brady.
Right.
Right.
God damn it, why isn't this working?
Well, you know what's crazy? I have that story on the Daily Mirror opened up of Gurmeet Ram Siam Singh. And in the corner, there's this headline under the category art on the mirror. Naked woman strolls around museum, leaving visitors open-mouthed. And this woman was running, I don't know, walking through this museum. She's naked. She's carrying a baby that has a diaper on. What the fuck is going on with this? How gross.
That's right.
I don't have any problem with naked
Robbie
women.
Robbie
Poo-Poo,
whatever.
That. You know what the worst thing is about the mirror? They ask you before you want to read the story. They say, "Hey, do you want to take a quick survey?" And there's this option where you can say, "No, I can't imagine anyone agreeing to a survey." I just want to read this story.
You know what? There you go. I just turned you off accidentally. You know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to get it to work right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
Just looking at it, I forgot the process was, we switched the process a little bit here, and I used to download the clips and then upload them into this cloudy thing, and we didn't have to do that anymore. But now I have to do that, I realize, if I'm speaking to you with the technology that we have.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't do that. I was just going to fucking play it, download them. So that's the way that goes. So we won't be able to play this clip, but I could tell you about it. This is... her name is Andrea Shea King.
Is it she? She's not Shea King. She's Shea King.
It's three names.
Oh God!
Like Martin Luther King. It's Shea is her middle name.
Yes,
that's all that's similar about her and Martin Luther King.
She's not related.
I'm thinking that that's probably a no.
Okay.
So she has one of these internet radio shows.
Oh, what a loser.
And she also has, I guess she's on WorldNet Daily. Like she's a contributor to that lunatic site. You know, these are the guys full birther all the time. They printed that one story by, was it Hagee, who was talking about the fact that the blood moons are proof that Jesus is a coming.
Benghazi.
And even though we can predict when the blood moons come, he was hinting that we didn't know when they were or something.
It's maybe no one's ever put that together. We can now predict the next coming of Jesus. It's just whatever the next fucking blood moon is, right?
apparently it didn't work the last time, though. We're all still here, right?
Yeah, but that was a fake time. That wasn't the right time. The next one will be the right time. Trust me.
It was a drill.
Yes. Jesus was a quote-unquote fucking with us. He does that from time to time. You know, cancer and such.
Right, childhood cancer and things.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, now while we were talking, I may have actually loaded this up. Here she is. I've got it. So I don't have to do this, but I do think I have to. Here's how it works. I got to call Ryan.
Okay, I've got my ear. Oh, I missed a call from you, man. I didn't even see that.
I'm calling you right now so you can hear the clip. That's how the technology works here. Here it is. This is, her name is Andrea Shea King, fringe lunatic radio host and on WND, World Net Daily. And this is her talking about the people, the elected officials that are going to not go to Let's Suck Bibi Netanyahu's Dick Fest. You know, there's a bunch of Democrats that are bailing on it, and Biden, you know, bowling or something. So he's already announced that he's not going to be going. So
well,
here
I want Biden
is
to go though,
huh?
I want Biden to go.
Oh yeah, that. So do I. Here
Fuck
is
you.
Here's a little bit of Andrea Shea King. You just got to hear what this lunatic says. You just got
to
hear this.
Obama doesn't have to run for re-election again. A lot of these guys do. So if they're doubling down with the White House on what is increasingly proving to be a naive approach to this evil, they could pay with their jobs. Listen, I would like to think that these guys could pay with their lives.
I would like to think that these guys would pay with their lives.
That is totally crazy. How creepy. I mean, that's not even legal. You can't say that.
I know. That they should pay with their jobs for not sitting there at the fucking Bibi Netanyahu speech.
Good God.
Just crazy. Well, she goes on. Here's a little more.
That these guys could pay with their lives. Hanging from a noose in front of the U.S. Capitol building. Because what they are doing is they are putting their own interests above that of America. And to me, that is criminal. Criminal.
So they should be hanging by a noose in front of the Capitol building.
Criminal. That is criminal. What a total asshole.
So there you go with some of the love, some loving from the right.
There's just no hope. I mean, really. You hear that, you're like, oh, God. How are you going to reason with that?
So were you able to hear that with our technology patch that we did?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounded wonderful, and that person's a total shithead.
Hopefully everybody out there was able to hear it, too.
Right.
We hope. Let's see, what else is going on? That I thought was pretty indicative. The scary part is there's a lot of people out there that think it. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that this Christo hag is out there saying it.
Right.
Isn't it just a tip of an iceberg? I mean, don't you think there are enough people out there that are like, yeah, they're not sitting in on Bibi. String them up.
Oh, absolutely. Doesn't make any sense. And the other thing is there are people out there that are probably a little embarrassed. They're like, God damn it. We look like such pussies. I wish we wanted to blow up half the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I wonder what would... If this was the Bush administration, how would this have gone down? If the Democrats had pulled one of these on the Republicans, I mean, get the fuck out of here!
Oh, treason!
Oh my God!
These are the same people that burned the fucking Dixie Chicks CDs.
They're so stupid.
And now they're going to Ted Nugent concerts, waiting him, you know, watching him threaten to kill the president.
You know, I just thought of an amazing scene, and I don't even know what context this would fit in, but how great would it be that you're at one of those Dixie Chick CD burnings, and then somehow one of these idiots does something on accident, sets himself on fire. So you got to admit, that would be an amazing news story to read. Like, you would be like, oh, it's sad that guy, you know, got burnt so bad, but God.
As the ultimate protest, you mean? Was it self-immolating,
no, no, no.
Or is it, oh.
God, no. No.
I love George Bush.
This is on accident. He's being stupid.
Yeah, that would be. Or if the whole pile exploded.
I wonder how
shards of CD taken out of those idiots.
How many idiot, like, Klan members out there walking around with ridiculous burns on their skin because of a cross burning gone wrong? Or somebody, I don't know.
Billy Ray got some tar on him.
Yeah. I bet there are guys that in the Klan are like, you know, Billy Ray, he's good at this. You know, he sure can't burn no cross. Yeah. He can't do it right.
So that was Andrea Shea King, radio host. Shaking.
Miss Shaking, you're stupid.
And quite the genius, apparently.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
Did you hear about...
That she's from our country. It's so embarrassing. It's mortifying, actually.
Yeah, and that there's so many people like her. That's the example, again, to the universe,
right,
that we're putting out there. I do have another clip
right
here, and this is none other than
kissing cousin. Hey,
Pat Robertson.
I mean, I don't know how to think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin
of the 700 Club.
Oh yes. Do we have a clip of Pat?
There is a little bit of Pat.
All right.
Pat is opining on this most recent episode of the 700 Club.
Oh, what a simpleton.
About marijuana. Now, he has in the past, though. I remember talking about this. He seems like he's a little soft on marijuana. Like, he thinks...
Didn't he admit in college that he used to smoke weed before exams to just relax a little bit?
I don't know.
Did he ever admit to doing coke? Like George Bush, just...
I don't think that one's ever happened.
Right.
He, on Monday, yesterday...
Yes.
...was talking about... Oh, I wonder if I'm going to be able to do this one, too. I might have to vamp.
Oh, that's okay.
I might not have the clip part of it.
Oh, really? By the way, that nude art... That nude lady walking through the museum. She was part of a live nude art exhibit in Germany.
If you go to our Facebook page, where Ryan's talking about facebook.com/crabdiving.
I'll put it on Facebook. I haven't. Did you?
Oh,
I haven't.
Oh, it's not up there yet. Oh, okay.
I just noticed it on the mirror. I had the mirror open, and this one person said, "Tobias Mayer, 45. I must admit, it was more interesting than the average art exhibition." This chick, she's hot. I mean, she's good looking.
She's just got a total butt-ass naked walking around the art exhibit, right?
It's got a baby in her arms. It's kind of strange. There's this hilarious picture of this couple with the kid in a stroller kind of sideways glancing at this naked woman. And this woman looks so put out over this naked lady being in this museum. I mean, it is weird. It's very strange.
Was she part? She's part of the exhibit or an exhibit?
Yeah. I guess some artist named Moyer, M-O-I-R-E, Moyer, was slammed by critics last year for pushing paint-filled eggs out of her vagina. Wait a second. Paint-filled eggs? So these eggs had paint in them, and they exploded when they came out? I remember
paint,
all those art,
like a paintball.
Yeah.
God.
All the art kids in high school, they were all a little strange, to be honest.
Jeez.
It was fun. Jeez.
Paintball.
Ridiculous. Germany. That's Germany.
Oh, Deutschland. Well, you know.
Well, what else?
Japan. Wouldn't surprise me either. Yeah. Right? Isn't that how it works? If it's really fucked up, it's either Japan or...
Right.
So Pat Robertson.
Hell yeah.
While we were talking about that, I downloaded and processed the clip. It's ready to go.
Downloaded, processed, ready.
Pat Robertson talking about the weed. Here is a little bit of what he said on the 700 Club.
I'll tell you, that's the answer.
Hold on a second. And there we go.
I'll tell you, that's the answer. Do not give up. You know, it's amazing. We've mentioned this before. God gave you and me as human beings authority. He gave us dominion over everything on this earth, over all the animals, all the snakes, all the birds, all the plants, all the vegetables.
See, there's that dominion stuff. That the Lord done given us dominion over everything.
All the plants, all the vegetables. Cocaine is a product of a vegetable. Alcohol is a product of a vegetable. Marijuana is a vegetable. And yet people are enslaved to vegetables.
People are enslaved to vegetables.
My owner is a kumquat. He's brutal.
He goes through that, man. Alcohol's a vegetable.
Good God.
And we are all slaves to the vegetables.
Does he sound like he's a slave to the vodka in this one a little bit? Does he sound drunk, or is that just me?
A little slurry, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's after lunch. Maybe at a martini. Right.
No, I'm sure he's
with
a...
Terry.
I'm a slave to the highball.
Right. Here's a little bit more.
And you were made in the image of God. God made you in his image to reign and rule with him. He gave you incredible authority. Why would you become a slave to a vegetable?
That's got to be a drop.
I think he was reading a Jerry Seinfeld stand-up joke.
Why would you be a slave to a vegetable?
That's so Seinfeld. It really is.
Why? Why would you do it? You say, well, you don't understand.
That's great. That's got to be a permanent drop for us, right?
Would you be a slave to a vegetable? Pat Robertson.
That might be position one for Pat Robertson drops. I'm sorry. That is just
over kissing cousins. Hey, hey.
Over let's take a trip to the woodshed, Junior. Oh, I mean, that's funny.
A trip to the woodshed, Junior. It's creepy.
Why do you want to be a slave to a vegetable?
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed.
Good point, Pat. I'm tired of it. I'm going to end this right now. I'm no longer a victim to that tomato over there.
Did you see that we got another shooting out here in Los Angeles?
Hell yeah.
Another... servant of the peace unloaded his piece into a citizen.
Right.
And you can all watch it on YouTube. It's all over. A homeless man who I think was even in a tent or something like that here in Los Angeles.
He was poor.
Yes. And mentally ill, like he, I think, recently had just gotten out of a mental facility also.
This is horrendous.
So great care here in the United States of America. Why wasn't he trying harder? Why wasn't he going to get a job?
Oh, God. This is just a horrible story. I mean.
Police, there's footage of him. He was violent. He came up swinging. But there were six fucking cops. And if you watch it, they wrestle him to the ground. They tase him. And then one of the other cops yells, "He's going for my gun."
Oh, great.
Now, according to a couple of even reputable sites, they zoom in on the video, and allegedly you can see where he may be, but he's flailing. You know what I mean? But it, yeah. I don't know if it actually looks as, who knows? Well, I guess we'll determine. One of the officers pulls his gun at that point, and ba-bang, bang, bang, ba-bang.
Right.
I think shoots the guy four times, something like that, and he's deceased. Five shots.
Was, by the way, was Bill O'Reilly there? Did he have a personal accounting of this?
He was just getting ready to knock on the door of the tent to interview the guy.
Maybe Bill O'Reilly has a like a syndrome or has some kind of condition where he watches things, and then for some reason he's some chemical imbalance in his brain makes him think that he has actually lived everything he's seen on television.
That could be terrifying and awesome, yeah. I guess.
I would stop watching The Walking Dead like yesterday.
Right. what would happen if you were like SpongeBob or some shit? I was just going to say SpongeBob, yeah.
Oh, that would be the best. Oh, I would totally live in SpongeBob's world. That would be great.
Krabby Patties?
Yeah. What vegetable would you hollow out for your home? Or fruit?
It would have to be weed.
I'd live under a rock.
Like Patrick.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like Patrick Starfish does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said Starfish.
Oh, that's terrific. Did they need to shoot the guy five times?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out about there'll be more, you know, and I'm sure we can write it. Let's write it. I felt for my safety. He was going for my gun. He was going for somebody else's gun. He was resisting arrest. There we go. That's all you need to know.
Right.
Right.
Will this go to trial? Will someone be charged? Maybe not.
It's probably not going to happen. Because
he was going for the guy's gun.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But we don't need an investigation to determine that, I guess.
Well, they will. The police will investigate themselves, as they usually do. Did you hear? This is a great headline. This happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Okay.
A hair designer was arrested after the police identified him as an axe-wielding man who fled from an adult bookstore after he had set it on fire.
Let me get this straight. This guy's an axe wielder. He's a
arsonist.
He's a good runner and he's a perv.
A hair designer.
Oh shit, I forgot about that. You'll never guess what my hair designer did this weekend.
And did it apparently in daylight. On Wednesday afternoon, Mitchell Hapner set fire to the Hollywood Knights shop in Kalamazoo.
Oh, shit. Guys, you're never going to believe what Mitchell did.
Witnesses then told police they saw him leaving the scene carrying an axe.
Uh-oh. Eee. Shit. Somebody follow him.
They attempted to pull him over. He led police on a brief car chase.
Yeah.
Crashed his vehicle. And has been arrested.
Wow.
Ooh. When they asked him why he had done it,
affluenza,
he said he was doing God's work.
Oh, God damn it. Great.
Obviously, probably a little mentally ill also.
Yeah. Congratulations, society, on this story. This is a real success story here. Good job.
There's now a GoFundMe page for Hollywood Nights. Hollywood Nights was maliciously targeted and unfortunately burnt to the ground by a confused individual who thought he was doing God's work.
Oh,
the page reads, clearly this is not God's work, but a heinous actions of a very disturbed person who had nothing but destruction in their mind. The confused person never knew our family, and we never knew him. He believed he was serving as God on a mission to not only destroy the business, but harm any employees and customers in the building.
Oh, shit.
They think the only reason no one was injured in the fire was because the store was closed for weather-related reasons. I guess people can't make it to the adult bookstore.
Well, wait. By the way, where is this? This is in Michigan?
Kalamazoo.
Oh, my God. It's freezing up there right now. How did this... Wait. Can you imagine trying to burn something in this weather?
Right. The owners are saying that they had personal items that were lost, like in the office and stuff. Our children's precious artwork, drawings, school pictures, decorated the office.
God.
You're a little kid. You're selling Slurp My Cock 19.
Yeah.
And you're looking at your little kid's little painting of a daffodil.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess I'm not, listen, by no means am I blaming the victim here, but I mean, I imagine running an adult bookstore or whatever this was, you might, you know,
private viewing booths.
What?
I'm looking at a photograph of the place. It says adult DVDs, videos, private viewing booths.
Oh, great.
6,000 selections to choose from.
They have a big, gigantic drive-through menu.
Oh, my God. Visit our buddy's basement.
Oh, Jesus.
What does that mean?
Well, you got to keep it open.
And it's not like buddies, B-U-D-D-Y apostrophe S. It's buddies, I-E-S. So it's our buddy's basement.
Nor rain, nor sneet, nor snow.
What do you think's going on in the buddy's basement of the...
Well,
of the dirty bookstore in Kalamazoo.
Geez, I don't know. Maybe they do readings, dramatic readings.
You think they do?
They do book signing
recreations of
sure
14th century.
Yeah.
Neoclassical plays.
Oh yeah, I'm sure everybody that goes to that bookstore reads on a very high level too. You know, they'd love to do some poetry readings.
I've got a story here. This is a leader of sheep,
right?
A pastor. This guy's name, Mark Driscoll.
What up, Mark?
He's one of these Christian nut jobs, evangelical.
Ding, 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 ding.
Author.
Ding, 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 ding.
Former pastor of Mars Hill Church. A influential mega church in Seattle.
Perfect.
He's the one that had that scandal not too long ago.
Right.
I think last October had to resign from public criticism.
I am dethroned from the mega church.
Yeah, I was pulled down from the mega
church. God. It sounds like Lord of the Rings kind of shit. I descended the mega church.
He apparently they're finding that in he used to post on websites under a different name or some shit.
Wow. This guy has some shenanigans afoot.
And they found one series of posts where I just got to read it. The first thing to know about your penis is.
Uh-oh. Jeez. The first thing.
Listen, before we go any farther,
yes.
I gotta know.
Yeah. That despite the way it may seem,
right,
it is not your penis.
Uh-oh. Oh, God, his penis seems like it's mine. Guess I was wrong.
Ultimately, God created you.
Oh, Jesus.
And it is his penis.
Right. How do you know God doesn't want your penis?
I've really
been, my ass.
I touch God's penis way too much.
That sounds like somebody. That sounds like a junior college line to me. Listen, baby. God wants this penis.
Right. God spoke to me. And he wants your lips.
Right.
You are simply borrowing it for a while.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's a rent-a-cock.
Yeah. Oh, rent-a-cock. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's good.
While his penis, with a capital H, is on loan.
Right.
You must admit that it is just sort of hanging out there very lonely. As if it needed a home.
Wow, this guy, it's a preacher.
Sort of like a man wandering, by the way, not wandering.
Yeah.
Wandering the streets, looking for a house to live in.
Yep.
Knowing that his penis would need a home.
Right.
God created a woman to be your wife.
Wow.
And when you marry her and look down,
yeah,
you will notice that your wife is shaped differently than you and makes a very nice home.
Right. Are those Billy Joel lyrics? Oh, my God.
Therefore, if you are single,
right,
you must remember that your penis is homeless.
Sad.
It needs a home.
My penis, it lives under an overpass inside of a refrigerator box.
But though you may believe your hand is shaped like a home,
oh my God,
it is not.
Oh, okay, thank you, God. I wondered that. I looked at my hand. It's like, does this hand look like a house? This guy is Looney Tunes.
And though women other than your wife may look like a home.
Oh, yeah. See, that's an issue for some people.
To rest there would be breaking into another man's home.
But every once in a while, you gotta do it.
And if you look at a man.
Oh, yeah.
It is quite obvious that what a homeless man does not need is another man without a home.
Well, let me help you out there, buddy.
Paul tells us that your penis actually belongs to your wife.
Good God. This guy, after all that shit, this dude has the nerve to reference the Bible.
And once you are married, she will trade you it for her home.
Who is Paul? Was Paul the Apostle Paul?
Yeah.
Is he trying to tie this into something he's...
1 Corinthians 7, verse 4.
Verse 69.
With his penis, the man is supposed to learn to please his wife and learn how to be patient, self-controlled, and be educated on how to keep his home happy and joyous.
Good God.
With his penis? You're going to be educated on how to keep your home happy and joyous with your penis.
I tell you, I never thought I'd ever meet or hear a more ponderous porn, a perv. I mean, he's very ponderous.
He's talking about the vagina.
I know. It's taking him forever to make his point.
The man should be aroused by his new home.
Oh, yes.
And the wife should rejoice at seeing his penis rise to greet her.
So funny. You know, how many people... You want him to rejoice, really? You don't think that's asking a little much?
So that's why God created woman.
Right.
Was to give the homeless little cock that you're borrowing of his a home.
Get ready to toss some confetti. I'm about to take my pants off.
Hashtag Jesus.
Wow, that's crazy.
This is the kind of shit these people are putting out there.
And he's got a blog or something where he goes on and on.
He was
and
ahead
on
of
about...
a megachurch, man. And he used to, I guess he used to troll some forums and stuff and post under different names. They caught him posting under a different name or something.
Jeez.
How fucked up is that?
Imagine the person that discovered he was doing this. Like, oh my God, that's Father Mulcahy. This is insane.
Father Mulcahy from
MASH. Whatever his fucking name is. God, that's crazy. That's hilarious.
I've got another story here, and this one hits home again. Just yesterday, I went to this fucking store, and and Ninny with a oh wait, you were there when we came back from the store the other day. The that idiot with the loudspeaker screaming for Jesus on the corner.
It's so irritating, man. It's just like it's totally not necessary, and we're all just trying to go about our fucking day.
And motherfucking loud. I mean, we were halfway through Ralph's parking lot, and you could hear, Jesus.
You know, and that intersection, honestly, doesn't need that extra layer. There's plenty of shit going on at that intersection.
Right.
I mean...
So, and again, like last night, those idiots who drive around doing that shit now.
Is unreal.
I want to grab the... I'm going to get my camera and see if I can get a fucking license plate. I'm going to report these motherfuckers for driving around violating the peace.
I'm going to get you some binoculars.
This is a woman in Lisbon, North Dakota.
Okay.
Lovely, I'm sure, this time of year.
Oh, my God. Dude, that would be horrendous. That's, you know, that's like Fargo weather.
There is a pastor and his family. I believe they are originally from somewhere in Africa. I don't quite have the place in Africa they're from, but
cue the Toto song.
The wife, the pastor's wife,
right?
Her name is Martha Nagbe, N-A-G-B-E,
right?
Has been fined $150 for praying too loudly on North Dakota city sidewalks. Now,
what an asshole, though. I mean,
police say that she would linger outside people's houses.
Oh, my God.
And scream out passages from the Bible.
You know, Jesus used to do that. That's what he'd do every Saturday. It was so much fun. Him and all his shithead friends with their skateboards.
Liberia is where she is from.
Okay.
Her husband
never been there.
Is Pastor J-U-W-L-E. Jule? Nagbe? Jule Nagbe? Julie. Hey, Jule.
Julie Nagbe.
He is upset.
Yes.
With these actions and with the court's decision. For them to antagonize her, to make her look like a bad person, sometimes makes me angry. Someone should give her the respect she deserves, he says. Respect?
Yeah.
You are standing on the fucking sidewalk screaming Bible verses into my house.
Right. And we're not asking so much. I mean, you can walk around and say all that shit to yourself all you want.
Rock
just
on.
Don't scream it.
Exactly.
I mean, we're just trying to watch television to have a normal day where there isn't some lunatic. Could you imagine, dude, someone screaming up at you to your window?
So now they asked her. She said, I can't stop. I'm trusting God.
No, God.
Police awesome. Told her to stop praying downtown and stop walking around the neighborhoods yelling in fucking people's houses.
Yeah, yeah. Could you really? They were like, listen, lady, could you just shut the fuck up, please?
She now feels she's being denied her rights, of course. Quote, in the United States, it's one nation under God.
Yeah, we just want people to be quiet so we can go about our business. That's what I want anyway.
In one hand, she carries the Bible, singing verses of praise through the streets. But there have been many complaints now. The neighbors complain they've been woken up.
Right.
With her standing outside of their house yelling. She doesn't just walk by. She'll stand outside somewhere for lengthy periods of time. The police chief, Jeanette Persons, said, and this bugs me too, she says, I mean, we all need prayers. And she's out there praying for all of us. But it's just the volume of her voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how creepy. I don't want to look out the window and see her waving the Bible, whispering prayers at me either.
Well, yeah. And I'll casting spells. I'd rather she not be outside my house at all. She seems creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's her right. If she was to stand on the sidewalk and talk to herself, what am I going to do about it?
Right.
But at least if she's quiet, I can lock my door and shut the blinds. And I mean, every once in a while, I guess I'm going to go peek out at her, see what she's doing. But, you know, what an asshole. That's straight up asshole.
But now screaming that it's Christian persecution and it's right. One nation under God. She has the right to wake everybody the fuck up, but with the Jesus alarm.
This is what happens with when you're dealing with a simpleton. You know what I mean? You get this kind of shit.
God, I mean, I guess Jesus gives you carte blanche to be a fucking asshole.
I think we're just dealing with someone who's incredibly stupid.
But her husband's backing her up.
Well, she married someone incredibly stupid. This is just so dumb. I mean, even the reasoning, you just listen to what they said. These people are just fucking morons. I'm sure they have a 3 million children, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do they have a shitload of kids? I hope not.
I'm just thinking about...
like stupid people have lots of children for some reason, like the Duggars.
And in the middle of North fucking Dakota.
Oh, my God.
I'm just picturing some little sleepy town in North Dakota with this idiot running around in the morning.
Yeah.
Screaming at him.
The only way it would be worse outside is it's cold. Can't go out there. The only thing that would make it worse is someone screaming bloody murder. And there it goes.
Right. What could make this hellscape even worse?
You got to give those people a break, don't you think, in North Dakota? Just give them a break, screaming lady. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, piss off. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that music means that it'd be the end of Crab Diving Monday. Right. It's gone very quickly here today. Yeah. Thank you for joining us here as we hurtle through the atmosphere towards y'all. We are here from 2 to 4 p.m. every weekday Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast, live. Then after that, you can download us, go to Crab Diving, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, download us as a podcast. All the other great stuff that's here on the network, too, is available there. Listen, love, spread, etc. All of our social media is on crabdiving.com. It's over there on the left. Click on all of our social media. Spread us, love us, share us.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
Follow Ryan Pfeiffer on Twitter at Rated.
I said my line at the wrong
time. At Rated R Comedy.
I'm so sorry.
The very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Follow him on at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter. And don't forget everything that you need to for your crabby needs. Everybody's at crabdiving.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Same crap time, same crap or great channel.
Live long and prosper.
That's right. Bye bye. Oh, I've got the wrong drop. Hold on. End of show. End of show, not opening. There we go. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.